We have the incredible privilege this week to read Parshas Emor, and the Torah discusses many of the halachos as they pertain first to Kohanim, but then of course go through a number of various other halachos, some referring to the Yamim Tovim, others referring to the halachos of Tumah and Tara, ritual purity and impurity, vis-a-vis consumption of sacrificial or sacred items. So the Torah says, according to you now from Pasuk, Chaf Beis Perek Zayin, chapter 22, verse 7. Uba Hashemesh V'taher, literally translated, the sun will go down, he will become pure. V'achar Yochal Min HaKadoshim, then he will eat from the sacred items. Ki Lach Mohu, for it is his bread. So on a basic level, the Torah is teaching us the following halacha. That when a person becomes tamei, ritually impure, and again, there are different forms of tumah, each of which carry with them their own purification process. But if a person does in fact become tamei, and he goes to the mikvah by day for ritual purity, still his purification is not complete until nightfall. That's what it means. Uba Hashemesh V'taher, the sun will set, and then the individual will be ritually pure. V'achar Yochal Min HaKadoshim, and then after nightfall, so after going to the mikvah by day, and after nightfall, obviously that evening, then he is permitted to go ahead and eat from sacrificial or sacred items. Ki Lach Mohu, for it is his bread. A very fascinating, straightforward halacha. Two parts to the purification process, at least two parts. Mikvah by day, but you still need Harav Shemesh, you still need the sun to go down, nightfall to come, and then you could resume partaking of sacrificial and sacred food items. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, however, lends such an incredible interpretation to this pasuk. And he says, I'm going to quote to you, he says, Ki la'achar shenitar legamrei, hu ish acher, v'zeu v'achar yochal min HaKadoshim. So listen to how the Baal Shem Tov reads it. He says, Uba Hashemesh v'taher, in life, the sun goes down and you're pure. Instead of reading it va'achar and afterwards, the Baal Shem Tov says the word can be vocalized as va'acher, and someone else will eat from the sacred items. Says the Baal Shem Tov, what does that mean? Every single time Uba Hashemesh, every single time the sun goes down, you know, when the sun goes down, one day ends and another one begins. Every time the sun goes down, v'taher, you're pure. How could it be that I'm pure? Because every single new day represents not just a new chapter, but a new book. Every single day represents an opportunity to begin again, to begin anew, a fresh start. No matter what I did with yesterday, no matter what I did with last week, and no matter what I did last year, no matter what I didn't do throughout my entire lifetime, one thing is clear. Uba Hashemesh, when the day ends, another one begins. And in that moment when the new day begins, v'taher, v'taher, I am pure. I am pure. The brand new beginning that each day brings gives me, starts me off with an incredible sense of purity, an incredible haschal, an incredible new beginning. And says the Baal Shem Tov, therefore, v'acher, I become someone else. Each and every day when the day begins, I become someone else. And that person, Yochal Min HaKadoshim, that person could consume as much holiness as he or she desires. You see, my friends, sometimes we just look at life as a continuum. So tomorrow is a continuation of today, and today is an extension of yesterday. And again, that could be good if a person's living the right way, doing all the right things and building one day on top of the other. There is a beautiful, holy continuum that is created. But for many of us, over the course of the days and of the weeks and the months and the years, we make many mistakes. But we compound those mistakes by thinking that because I made a mistake yesterday, today is just another day of that same broken life, that same broken dynamic. And the Baal Shem Tov tells us that that's not the case. Uba Hashemesh, every single time the sun goes down and one day ends and another one begins, v'taher, you are pure. Brand new beginning, brand new haschala, brand new start. So you'll tell me, so okay, wonderful, what am I going to do with this beginning? V'acher, now that you're someone else, Yochal Min HaKadoshim, go and consume the holiness. Go and take advantage of the incredible opportunities of life. Just because you haven't done so yesterday, the day before, and the 10 years before that, need not mean that today is a continuation of what was. Uba Hashemesh, every time one day ends and another day begins, Vitaher, I am someone new. Not only am I someone new, Va'acher, I'm dramatically someone different. And that different person need not repeat the mistakes of the past. Va'acher, Yochal min HaKadoshim. This new person has the ability to embrace life's opportunities, has the ability to ingest and take advantage of so much holiness. Let us try to avoid the trap of thinking that today is just building on the yesterday of mistakes, but recognizing that each and every day brings new opportunities to be tahar, to be pure, new opportunities to become someone else, an acher, and new opportunities to take advantage of all of life's beautiful opportunities for incredible and wonderful holiness. Wishing everyone a beautiful, fulfilling, and uplifting Shabbos.